Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and it is hot. It is hot, 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 hot. It was so hot yesterday. I went outside on my break, my first break. It was so hot, it felt different. I was like, this is ridiculous. Then I checked the temperature, 114. What the hell is that? 114 in the valley. The valley, San Fernando Valley. Yeah, the infamous valley they talk about in all the movies and stuff. That's where I've been living for 20 years. And still don't feel like I'm part of the community or that I should represent the city in which I live in, because it's so overwhelmingly Hispanic that I've never felt that I was part of it. But turned around, I've been there for over 20 years. So I might have to eventually work all that out in my head for when I actually do move and look back at this time and, you know, how I feel about Van Nuys and the city I live in and, you know, that area. Been there for 20 years, very happy. My rent went from $644 a month 20 years ago to $1,800 a month now. And that $1,800 a month, I gladly pay. I'm getting a good deal. I don't want to move. I talk with other neighbors. We talk, no, we ain't moving. We ain't leaving. And I think they're trying to, the next people who moving in, could be paying like $300 more than I am. I think they want like $2,100 something to move in. So I'm not complaining. Most of the houses around where I live go for $1 million. And these are just regular houses. Nothing spectacular. These aren't like what you would quote unquote think are $1 million homes. Some of them are now. But some of them look like, you know, $2-3 million, $1.5 million, $1.7 million. Because I often just walk down the street on my walks and I'll see a property that, you know, architecturally looks like a style that, you know, I kind of like. And I'll Google the address. Zillow comes up and I'll look at the price and, you know, how many bedrooms and all that and all that. Like, oh, a lot of these places are just too big for me. I don't need all that space. I'll probably need a nice little condo or townhouse, you know. It's really kind of what I kind of been looking for. But when I go back home, go back to Youngstown and stay with my daughter, you know, and being in that space, the backyard, front porch, back porch, garage, you know, the whole thing, upstairs, downstairs, and basement. It's kind of nice, but I wouldn't use any of it. I would use my one room. And I'd sit, and the living room is so big, and she got couches and stuff. It's just so expansive. It'd be, you know, it wouldn't get used. I guess I'm set in my one-bedroom apartment style. You know, my recliner, and then my computer set up, a kitchen, bathroom, and bedroom. That's all I need. Well, need is a strong word. Well, need is may not be the appropriate word. Well, need might be the word, and I may not realize that I actually need that extra space. Without that extra space, I may not be happy or functional or, you know, and take for granted. Because a coworker said, all you need is a studio. I'm like, hell no. No, that studio's too small. Studio's too small. Though I do love me a good hotel room. I don't want to sleep in the same place where I work. And just because, in case I have people over to one, the 4 or 5 times a year I have people over or somebody comes by, I don't want my bedroom to be, you know, where I sleep, right in the main area where you entertain. Not that I entertain at all, but still, it's nice to have a bedroom going there. You know, sometimes during the wintertime, I shut the door because it gets cold or whatever, drafts, blah, 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 blah. But in my apartment, I don't know why I went off on that tangent. Yesterday was normal work day. The only thing abnormal about it was that I blew the circuit breaker twice. I was microwaving broccoli, because I take broccoli. I get the broccoli in a bag already. You know, you just take the whole bag and put it in the microwave for like 5 or 6 minutes. Pop that bag open. Make sure you don't burn yourself when you open that bag. I can get a knife, I cut it, open it away from me. Pour it into one of my country crock type cottage cheese containers that I keep after I finish the stuff that's in it. Put a little bit of butter in there, shake it up, sprinkle some lemon pepper on it, shake it up, let it sit a little bit, and it's good. And it seems to be working. Mr. Scale told me 212.6 today, which is low, which is down, which is a good number. And it seems that I'm losing maybe like a half a pound, 0.6 pounds a day, which I'm pretty sure a lot of people would be happy with, and I should be happy with, but I don't want to be happy with that. I don't want to be happy with that. And I like the mentality that I'm keeping. I don't want to be satisfied with that. And so, I mean, it's definitely going in the right direction ever since I started eating salads instead of junkier foods. At night, it kind of crept up on me that I was eating more and more junkier foods and more, like hot dogs and chips and hamburgers and macaroni and cheese, stuff like that at night. And I was eating more and more of it without watching my portions. And I'm like, during the week, I'm gaining weight. I'm like, what the hell? During the week, I'm supposed to lose weight. That's when I put a cap on that, went to salads. First 2 days on salads, weight dropped a lot. And I also probably need to put down the potato chips. I love munching on my potato chips while I eat. I love them kettle unsalted potato chips. I sprinkle some, I put vinegar on them, malt vinegar, another one of those country crock, you know, large sour cottage cheese containers. Shake it up, sprinkle some lemon pepper on it too. I put lemon pepper on everything. I don't use salt. And my blood pressure has been down. My blood pressure's been like one, maybe like 123 over 87 or something like that, which I consider a win. And I could really go ape shit, Nazi, no sodium, but I'm good. The lemon pepper has a lot less sodium than salt, and I don't mind it as a replacement for salt. In fact, I might even like it. But anyway, so I put the microwave on to, you know, heat up the broccoli, because I like to have, put something in my stomach in the middle of the day so I'm not like super hungry when I get off work and maybe eat too much. So put the microwave on 2 times in a row. Circuit breaker blew. Because I used to have my cooling system on, because I don't have, in my apartment, I don't have a heater. There's no heater. There used to be a wall unit. You know, it looks like one of those window air conditioners, but it's like built into the wall where half of it's outside, half of it's inside. And it's just the air conditioner now, but it has a remote control, which is lovely. I got to get a remote control. Like, I got a fan. All my fans are remote control except for the one, and it broke. The one fan in the bedroom is not remote control, and I got to get up and turn it off and on. And I don't like that. I'll buy a new one. I got remotes. I'm just lazy like that. So, and I got that wall unit air conditioner going, and I put like a, I got a box fan that I set facing out of the bedroom door to help blow the air out. And it keeps the whole place cool, you know. I can work. I'm comfortable. I feel good, you know. And then I get comfortable. I'm just, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I go to step outside, and that's when I realize just how hot it is. Let me do this. When I step outside, I realize how hot it is. Yesterday, I did that. You know, my first break, I'm just like, you know, regular day, Thursday. I was like, blah, 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 blah. You know, not really thinking that out of it. Feeling good working because I'm in shape. You know, things are, you know, going pretty good. The weeks are flying by because I'm in shape. I'm in good condition. I can handle everything very easily. You know, so I'm like, wow, it's another weekend? Damn. I know we had a day off Monday, but it seems like the weekends are coming too fast. So, I mean, because I'm walking across the street against the red light, because I see the bus going, so I know I can walk across. Then the light, see the light just changed for me to walk. You out here, you do this so much, you learn the patterns of the walking. And sometimes people be standing there waiting, and I know that I can go because of the way the sequence of the lights work, and I go and they follow me. It's one light. When I walk past it, it's like red. It says, you know, the hand up, don't walk. But, and then usually right when I get to the corner, you know, right, get to the curb, it turns to the walk sign. Because I got that one timed down pretty good. Anyway, so I go outside, you know, during my break, and it was tremendously hot. It was noticeably hotter. It was so noticeably hot. I was like, what the hell is going on? And because I just thought it was a normal day, other than the circuit breakers blowing twice. You know, so I think I turned the fan. In fact, I turned the fan off, the box fan off, and put the stuff back in the microwave. It blew again. Because the air conditioner didn't cut off. So it must have been something going on. The way my circuits are arranged in the house is different. The bedroom and part of the kitchen seem like it's on the same circuit. It's weird. It's like the bedroom and part of the kitchen is on the same circuit. And half of the half of the living room and dining room area split off of two circuits. So it's just kind of weird. And I started a diagram to figure out, you know, because with circuit breaker blows, I look and see what lights aren't on and which outlets aren't on. And I try to map it out to see, you know, which is which, so I can like spread it across. Because I got a lot going on in there. I got a lot going on. There's no doubt. I got a lot going on. Probably a fire hazard. I got a lot. I got surge protectors, electrical strips, what they call. Power strips, power outlets. Daisy chained. I got stuff going on. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, it's just the way it's got to be. I got a lot of stuff going on there, especially my computer set up. In fact, I had to wire up one. I got a heavy duty 3-wire electrical cord extension so I could run from the bedroom to the living room because I needed that circuit to be out there. I needed to split that circuit. And then I had to get a longer one so I could run it over the door so that I can, when I run my Roomba, it won't get all tripped up on the cord. So I got a cord running over the door, down the door, around the back of the wall, you know, all the way around so it'll be out of the way. Because I needed that circuit in the living room. So, and that blew. So I just, you know, I didn't think of nothing. And it probably is not related, but it might be. I'm not sure why it should be related because the air conditioner kept going even though the circuit breaker, air conditioner wasn't on that same circuit breaker. So, but the bedroom went down, the computer stuff. But since I got a UPS, you know, my regular computer stayed on and the laptop, my computer, work laptop, isn't on the UPS, but it's a laptop, so it has a battery, it stayed on. But the network went down and stuff like that. The monitor, I think I got the monitor turned off. I might have the monitor plugged in the UPS too. I'm not sure. But you know, I went down and you go, oh, first the light in the living room, the light in the living room, computer area goes, boosh, you go, oh, you know, immediately, you know, yeah, I don't even know which circuit breaker it is. So I went and, you know, pushed it back, blah, blah, waited a while, blah, blah. And then so, and that was the only unusual thing that I went outside. It was so hot. It was so hot, I Googled it. It was so hot, I was like, this is unusual. This is unusual hot. Being in California, you know, I'm used to hot. I've been in hot before. But this was unusually hot. This was almost no, nothing was like Houston hot. That's just ridiculous. I do remember when I was younger, Dallas had a hot. But I was younger, so it's kind of hard to gauge. Dallas had a hot that was extraordinary. Vegas had a hot that was extraordinary. Vegas had a hot that was so hot. Even the kids, when they was young, was like, let's go back to the room. They was like, it's too hot. Let's go back to the room. So we went back to the room. I mean, that's how it was so hot. Even they was like, we don't need to do this. So, and then I Googled it because I got the weather. I got the weather shortcut added to my home screen. Checked it because I checked the weather every morning to see what clothes I want to wear on this walk that I love so much. I was also, too, I was out here walking. I need this walk. I love this walk every morning. You know, my default location, my default route, it's part of my day. Maybe part of my psychic, you know, to go through this and just have this exercise, mental and physical and psychological exercise, being out here, getting the day going, thinking about my weight and knowing this is helping my weight and just staying fit. This feels good. It just really, really feels good. So, and I Googled 114 degrees. I never seen that before. 114 degrees. I hadn't seen that before. Now, I knew it was hot because yesterday when I was shooting this video, the phone overheated and timed out after like 2 minutes. So this time I said, it's probably gonna do it again. So I'm watching it, but I turned the screen brightness all the way down so I could barely see myself on the screen. That's okay. And I'm trying to walk in the shade the best I can. And I probably should stop this and restart it, but because I don't want to lose all this video. Sometimes the app will just, boosh, you know. I don't want to lose all this video, but I'm good. I think I'm coming to the end of what I want to say anyway, because I really didn't want to say anything. But I just want to turn this on and start talking. Mostly because I was bored and just wanted to have something to do to pass the time. Will I make dreams come true? That's the time. Oh, that's the time. That's the time. I feel like making love. Past the time. So, you know, we're coming here where we do what we do. On my walk, coming up to the halfway point in a little bit. Walking from neighborhood to neighborhood. These are definitely $1 million houses. These are definitely $1 million, probably $1.5 million, maybe $2 million. I could Google, and there's like actually getting some work done on a bunch of them too. So these people like invest in their property, invest in their, you know, homes, probably been here for a long time and all that. It's good to be in the shade. I think last time I checked the weather was 92 degrees. And it's like 10:30. It's not even 10:30 yet. I'd be like, it's only 9. It's not even 10 o'clock yet. It's already 92 degrees. So it's going to be one of them. I won't be in it that much. But I'll be in it for a minute when I go out there for my break and my lunchtime walk. getting it in, keeping that weight off, because I'm going to eat. I'm going to eat. There's no denying myself food. I got to have that stimulation. Football game on tonight. Football game was on last night. It was Baltimore and Kansas City, which was a good game. It was a damn good game for the first game of the season. I don't have no faith in Lamar Jackson, but I love me some Kansas City. I love to watch that offense. It's a beautiful offense to watch. I don't have no faith in Lamar Jackson. He may be the most talented player in the league, most athletic and most talented, but you gotta be a leader. You gotta be able to lead your team, take them to battle. You gotta be able to motivate and get people's faces, whatever you gotta do. And you can just see him on the bench. Every time I see him, he don't seem to have that. You know, he just don't seem to have that, you know, whatever it is, inclination to make people better just by, you know, without even saying anything to him. It's just the way you can act and be, make yourself better without even having to say anything to people. Make other people better around you. Where you carry yourself and this and that. But I think I went over all that in yesterday's video, so I'm not going to hit it again. Game tonight from Brazil. And it wasn't so bad watching the game while I worked. It wasn't so bad. And come to find out, the Steeler game is going to be on regular TV in Los Angeles. Sunday, Steeler debut, first game of the season. Steelers in Atlanta, for some reason, it's going to be on LA channels, regular TV. I get to use my antenna and not my NFL Sunday ticket that I spent all that money for. I spent all that damn money for $400, $300 to get that. $200, actually. But I've actually spent more than that before. I actually got the full package, $400 one time. $300 and something like that. One year, had to. Now they got IPTV. A lot of people hyping IPTV, saying that's how they gonna watch the game, but IPTV be janky. And when it comes time for me to see that kickoff, I need to know. I can't be going through that. I'll pay. I can't go through that. You know, what if the game's going to be on? Where's it going to be at? You know, is the feed ready? Blah, blah, blah. No. I go here and I pay. But so, like I said, I told you before, I got a student discount. So, thank the universe. Knock wood and all that stuff. So, that's how that goes. Anyway, I think that's about all I got to say. Football season's here. Steelers going to do what they do. Talked about them yesterday. Another season. Excited. Another work week went by really fast. Because I'm in shape. I feel good. Things are easy. Life is fairly easy. Because I'm on top of it. I'm strong. Fluid, blah, 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 blah. You know, don't you? Or do you? Do you know? Do I always switch it back when I get to this part? Probably because the way the light has everything lit up in front of me. I notice when I see a good shot, I grab my camera, grab my phone, take a picture. Sometimes the light just lights things up, and I know from, you know, taking pictures all these years, even all the way back to having a regular film camera, 35 millimeter film camera, when the light was right, you know, it was, ooh, you could tell, light, good light. Anyhow, That's enough for today, huh? My phone getting hot and I don't want it to cut off. Plus, I just wanted to get on here and say, you know, happy Friday and, you know, keep myself company. Happy Friday and keep myself company as I walk and do what I do, how I do it, when I do it. Loving doing it. Loving what it's doing for me, how it makes me feel. My routine, my regimen, my life, the way things are. I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it so much that I even love the stuff I don't like. That's just how good it is. I even love the stuff I don't like. That's plain and simply is how good things are for me right now in the frame of mind that I'm in. But anyway, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom, in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. Totality of it all. Theory of universe. Hypothesis of all as one. My name is Jeffrey.